This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number two, and we have the moves to censor and kill the internet as we know it. We've been breaking down. We have new breaking news where all over the country locals are saying, why are you getting giant brand new war tanks, wheeled war tanks, and why are you setting up checkpoints, and why are you buying all these guns and weapons for us? Well, Wisconsin police reassure residents they won't be shot at from military trucks. Police work to dispel negative public perception of use of military domestically. Don't run. We are your friends. To quote Mars Attacks or at Waco, the tank, the Bradley fighting vehicle smashing in and shooting the people. They were saying, this is not an assault. This is not an assault. Come out with your hands up and they kill them. To teach them a lesson, including the little kids. When the ATF opened fire on the Davidians as a PR stunt, the Davidians fought back. The ATF put their hands up. They let them retreat and they came back. Encircle them for 50-plus days, and then burn the place down with the children inside. So that's what's happening. And we're going to have pharmacist Ben Fuchs on, GCN host, one of my favorite guests, because I heard him a few weeks ago on his own show breaking down the epigenetics and quoting the studies. He always sends us great bibliographies of what he breaks down about how the conspiracy to not breastfeed is so incredible. And to end the human family as we know it, people have much smaller brains. They're brain damaged. Now, you might have had 170 IQ, but you didn't get breastfed, so it's 120. And I'm not saying you're a bad person because you weren't breastfed, but this is a big deal. And this is something people need to know. So we'll look at epigenetics and how we're treated as a child, as a baby, expresses the genes that are already in us. They always debate, is it nature or is it nurture? And those are the two schools. Well, it is nature, but nurture is how those genes are activated. And that's been proven now. They've encoded the genes. It's incredible. It's not just in mammals. And the globalists are trying to program our genes to keep them from expressing certain ways. So they don't have to even engineer us. They can engineer our genes from the outside. They don't have to change it before the embryo forms in the zygote. They don't have to change it in genetic engineering of the sperm and the egg, or the systems they use. And they've got literally thousands of chimeras, part monkey, part human. That's in the news today. In fact, that's in my stack. I was trying to find it. The era of chimeras, scientists fearlessly create bizarre human-animal hybrids. We're going to talk with Ben Fuchs about what they're not doing that's natural, like breastfeeding and stuff, and then what they're moving ahead with to break down monkeys that are part jellyfish, dogs that are part human. They've got fish that have got more than 50 different plants, animals, insects in them. And this is causing zoological spread, cross-species jumping of things that shouldn't. I mean, this is definitely beyond the island of Dr. Maru. But just like I told you they were putting brain chips in troops 10 years ago, now it's declassified. They've been doing it for 10 years, like I told you. Or just like I told you they were taking baby's blood. I told you that in 1996 because a nurse at a military base gave me all the documents. It took more than a decade until 2006. That broke in Texas and in Minnesota. My listeners sued, found out it was true, and it goes in a secret Rockefeller Brothers, Cold Springs Harbor, UN facility. The most famous eugenics facility in the world after the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute is Cold Springs Harbor. That's the genome project under IBM. Your blood goes there, and it's for bioweapons. They can create a bioweapon that just kills you. They've got it all. And that's the main master center. They've got a big underground base there. The NSA's freaking out over that statement. Yes, I have the secret intel. And the globalists know it. And that's why they have all my phones tapped and everything else. Doesn't matter. I got this information a long time ago. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Attention, America. Within a little-known government document is devastating information that could cost the United States its most valuable asset. My name is Jeff Opdyke, former reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I've uncovered shocking evidence within the details of document FT-900, revealing the largest cover-up of President Obama's career. This will have a substantial impact on our nation. Millions of Americans will fall into poverty overnight. A recent report from the Treasury Department said an event of this nature has, quote, the potential to be catastrophic. Within a matter of weeks, the way of life for millions of Americans will be destroyed, and the standard of living will be like nothing this country has seen in nearly a century. To learn how you can protect yourself and your family from this government attack, visit www.obamasecret1.com. Again, that's www.obamasecret1.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I want to try to boil this down very calmly for you and for myself. I want to just get this out. What we have is a breakaway civilization, the establishment, the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, openly call themselves technocrats. And the vein that runs through all of their public communications is that they are the anointed. They are the high priest of the world. They are the scientists. They are going to get life extension technology. They are going to become God. They are going to merge with the singularity. And that you, the profane, do not deserve to go into this new age technocracy that they're building. And
we are going to become gods. Period. If you don't like it, get off. You don't have to contribute. You don't have to participate. And if you're going to interfere with me becoming God, I'm going to have big trouble. Then we'll have warfare.
That's Richard Seed, big physicist, and that's the standard thing that Bill Joy wrote in the Why the Future Doesn't Need Us article 14 years ago for Wired Magazine, the owner of Sun Microsystems, the chairman. He said, I was in a meeting with 200 elite, top tech company owners, and the discussion over the weekend was, do we kill everybody? Or do we let people just be entertained like in the movie WALL-E and just lay around with robots servicing them all day, you know, taking care of them, bringing us pina coladas? And the elite have made the decision that that's a waste of resources and that they need to decide how to just get rid of us. As humanely as possible, of course, so that they can ascend and transcend in the transcendence and safeguard the earth, as the new Johnny Depp movie basically sells. A guardian nanotech to control everything and reduce the population. There's an article up on Infowars.com by Michael Schneider, excellent writer. And he has a big bibliography here from the Daily Mail, the Associated Press, the Independent, Slate.com, TheAge.com. And the reason I mention the bibliography of this, the sources, is whenever I talk about this, we invariably get emails and calls that I'm crazy. That's how ignorant the public is. They don't know that for 50 years they've been cloning rabbits. They don't know that it was declassified in the mid-90s that 20 years before, in laboratories in South Korea and in England and other places, they had cloned humans in the test tube but reportedly killed the embryo before it grew. And then they passed laws saying, yes, cloning's banned if you, you know, get rid of it at, say, a month old. And they've got facilities growing humanoids and harvesting it, but they don't have rights because they've got pig DNA, rat DNA, guinea pig DNA, fish DNA, lizard DNA. It's beyond anything. I remember seeing a Washington Post footnote about 10 or 12 years ago when I was on Coast to Coast AM with a guy named Ian Punnett. And I brought it up, and he was freaking out, and he goes, I want to see where there's pharmacological crops that grow HIV virus in them in Texas. He looked it up and freaked out. There it was. People didn't know back then they had crops can grow anything. You can program a plant to grow basically anything. You know, you can have it, you know, grow chemicals, whatever you want, viruses, whatever you want. And then I said, well, if you think that's a big deal, then we're going to go to our guest. You know, I said, I saw a Washington Post article where it mentioned they had humanzees at a Costa Rica, U.S. government-funded lab, but because it's part chimpanzee, part human, it has no rights. And he freaked out about that, and we went and pulled it up, and there it was. And I don't blame people going, oh, come on, you know. This is going on, folks. And you know, I've told the story 100 times or more, but my wife was pregnant, so it was about 12 years ago, and I was at the pizza place, and a guy poked me in the back and said, I used to listen to you, but you're a liar. You know, I went to UT and didn't have a biology degree. There's no such thing as a part goat, part spider. And I just said, yeah, there is, and get out of my face. And I still get that. You know, it's like the globalists are on record saying they put fluoride in the water to brain damage you and your family. They should all be arrested. Eco-science, White House science are. They're public, not caring if 91% of the 400-plus reactors are leaking worldwide. They don't care. They're public saying your kids belong to them. They're public, if you go back to the 50s, knowing that when they gave babies formula, that it wasn't even set up right, not to mention the colostrum and the antibodies and the fact that it's your mother's vaccines and her entire mitochondrial history of immunities passed on from women going back into the fog-shrouded past, that they're breaking that chain of literal programming juice. And pharmacist Ben Fuchs is a top formulator in the country and compounding pharmacist and smarter than most doctors I know. Most doctors I know say talk to a pharmacist. Well, that's who we talk to. He can quantify with the studies, I have a stack of them, how the first 3 months of milk is literally activation juice. And it doesn't carry the memories, the race memories. It activates the race memories. And it's also designed for the stress the woman's under. What is she facing? What's happening with her will affect her milk to then program the baby with the type of threat they're facing to select the genes to be flipped on. That's in the studies. Now, how nanotech is that of God or the universe, whatever you want to call it, that whatever the woman's going through in her pregnancy, her stress, whatever she's going through, whatever she's got deficiencies in, everything, while the baby's in utero, through the placenta, the body's trying to get the baby ready for whatever it's facing in the environment. When the baby comes out, the milk is now programming for whatever the woman's facing through the baby to activate genes. And that's in major studies. He's here to join us just on that one area. You go look at the major. In fact, you guys can do this. Run to HEB and buy me a couple of the establishment formulas right now. I got some. I don't have any cash left in my wallet. Just grab it from Weldon. Run there quick before Fuchs has to leave us 20 minutes in the next hour. Because I meant to do this and I forgot to do it. I want to show you what we've done on air before with Mike Adams. And he came in. I mean, it's like 50% sugar or high fructose corn syrup, 25% more sugar, 75% sugar, almost no fat. And then it's not even the type of fat you need. Then it's soy that basically programs the male babies to be feminine. I mean, we've got the expert here to join us, brightsideben.com. He joins us now to break this down. But imagine the diabolical nature of taking, I mean, women have breasts for a reason. All mammals have them. Whales, you name it. It's not a conspiracy theory. Babies need mother's milk. That's why genetically men like women with nice breasts. Because, you know, genetically we're saying that can produce a lot of milk. You know, women with wide hips, that's Marilyn Monroe. This is a woman that can have kids. This is a woman that's feminine, wants to take care of babies. Well, they don't want women feminine. They don't want men to be warriors. They're attacking the species like the globalists are an alien programming group. And I don't believe that's what they are, but I'm saying it might as well be that. They're psychopaths who are alien to the normal human activity who have scientifically decided to destroy us. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, we're skipping this network break. It's so important. Thank you for joining us. You've heard my layman's breakdown of these reports we're going to go over. Break it down for us.
Well, here's the bottom line. Epigenetics means power, and it means power for us. Genetics, the notion of genetics has to do with destiny. It says that whatever is in your genes is the way you're going to be. And this is one of the most disempowering ideas in all of health and in all of biology. The idea of epigenetics and the idea of a transcendent level of control over the genome, which is what breast milk represents, by the way, puts the power back in the hands of the individual, takes the power away from the hands of the Leviathan, as I call it, the beast, the state, the model, however you want to term it. And this is one of the most powerful ideas that we have in all of health. And it's something that we've known about for a long time, but because of the hegemony of the medical model, the hegemony of the medical professionals, most people believe that whatever is in their genes is the way that they're going to be. Now, how many times have you heard people say, oh, it's just in my genes, oh, it's my genetics, oh, it runs in the family? The notion that there is a control point that is transcendent or epi, that's what the word epi means, to genetic destiny is a powerful, powerful idea for the individual, and it's something that we want to exploit. To the forefront the idea of breast milk. Breast milk is an epigenetic vehicle that is designed to turn genes on and off in response to the environment that both the mother is confronting and the baby is confronting. Please, mothers, breast milk is a divine programming source. Alex, you hit the nail on the head. You called it a high-tech programming device. That's really what it is. It's a divine programming device that's designed to keep a baby healthy. We know that epigenetic factors in breast milk.
Let's just face it, women's breasts are magical.
That's right. Everything about them is magical. But what they secrete is especially magical in terms of epigenetics, the factors in breast milk, aside from the nutritional factors. You know, you can get formula that has the vitamins, and you can get formula that has the minerals and some of the cofactors, but these epigenetic factors are things that we've just begun to understand over the last 20 or 30 years. Formulas don't contain those.
It's literally full of the antibodies, everything. And again, quantifying this from the studies, but I want you to expand on it with your expertise studying this for years. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs joining us. is that suddenly there's all these genetic disorders and people are suddenly, you know, 10,000% increases in pediatric children's cancers, 3,000% in breast cancer, and they go, oh, it's because you have bad genes. Well, right. Of course, if you're not getting what you need, you are predisposed in your genes to malfunction this way if you don't have the building blocks and you weren't breastfed and you're given a bunch of deadly vaccines. They want their system. I mean, why should anyone get a hepatitis shot at birth? I mean, is the baby going to be having, you know, sex? Or is the baby going to be injecting heroin? And right. It's incredible.
Breast milk is the best vaccination you could get. It's God's vaccination. Breast milk protects us from fatty liver disease. It protects us from autoimmune disease. It protects us from cancer. It protects us from cholesterol and blood fats. It protects us from heart disease. These are factors that are in breast milk that the baby is going to get and that are going to impart protection for the baby for the rest of the baby's life. This is so important. And that doesn't even include the psychological benefits. The psychological benefits to these epigenetic factors. We know lack of these epigenetic factors can result in stress diseases and in alert helplessness, emotional disorders, autism, schizophrenia. This is above and beyond the protection that we get from physical malady.
And by the way, while you're talking, I'm showing mainstream research papers from prestigious universities. This is well known.
That this has been well known. I graduated pharmacy school in 1986. I had professors telling me about epigenetics back then. Today we're starting to hear about it more and more, but we've known about a control point of the genetics, a control point to genes for 50 or 60 years. In fact, the word epigenetics was coined in the 1950s, I believe. So these are not new ideas. These may be new ideas to the mainstream, but these are not new ideas to biologists.
By the way, I'm showing .gov, the Centers for Disease Control, the NIH, you name it. They're all admitting this.
Well, geneticists know, yeah, this idea of one gene, one protein, one gene, one disease. Today I was reading about how they found the gene for baldness. You know how you hear this every once in a while? Yeah. Oh, they found the gene for Alzheimer's disease. They found the gene for cancer. There is no one gene for baldness or for Alzheimer's disease or for cancer. Genes turn on and off based on epigenetic factors that are nutritional, that are emotional, that are psychological. And what's more, and this is very important when it comes to things like genetically modified organisms, genes relate to other genes and turn on and off via communication with other genes. So when you manipulate the genome by pulling out genes or putting in genes, you're manipulating the entire genome. And you never have no idea what you're going to be getting. This is such an important idea for scientists who to be so glib with the fundamental component of the intelligence of life, which is what the genome is.
Well, obviously, mammals need their mother's milk. And they've pretty much got it to the point where they harass women that try to breastfeed. The media acts like it's weird. I mean, if they have their way, someday it will be a conspiracy theory to say that women ever even breastfed or even gave birth. Notice how they, like 60-some percent of hospitals now, force women to have cesareans because then every other baby they get to do that, it affects the child. It's just all a scam.
When a baby comes out of the womb, it's coated with bacteria, and that bacteria become that baby's personal health guardians for the rest of that baby's life. That bacteria, those bacteria that coat the baby as it leaves the womb and enters into the world, they get into the baby's mouth, they go into the baby's digestive tract, they implant in the baby's womb. Those bacteria protect a baby from colon cancer, from digestive distress, from heart disease, from emotional disorders, from autism. And when you have a baby who's born cesarean, he's completely deprived of those bacteria. So what do the doctors tell you? Oh, we'll just give you a little supplement. We'll give you a little probiotic. We'll give you a little formula. This is not the divine way. This is not the way that nature has intended it, has intended babies to be born into the world. It's no wonder, Alex, that we're confronted with the largest chronic disease crisis in the history of mankind, despite the fact that we have the most medicine.
It's no wonder people are on antibiotics from birth till death. It's no wonder people glow in the dark now and you know, look like they can't even pick up a 5-pound weight.
Oh, and we haven't even gotten to the bisphenol A and the pesticides and the toxic effects of epigenetics, the relationship between poisons, the relationship between pollutants, the relationship between prescription medications and the genome.
Well, I want you to get into that in the next segment, but right now, because I heard your show a few weeks ago, you were breaking it all down, get into the science, the different cofactors that's in the breast milk, so people understand how important this is, that the major wiring of the brain happens the first 2 years. And then up to age 5, it's fully mapping. I mean, this is the time they tell, put kids on low-fat diets. Well, it's trans fats that are bad. Don't children need more fat than adults?
Heck yes, and what's more, they need more cholesterol than adults. How do you like that? Cholesterol, which we've been talking about, and this, you and I have been talking about it for probably 3 or 4 years now, about how important cholesterol is. Cholesterol is a prime building substance, not just for cells, not just for muscles, but for the brain and for the nervous system. Alex, it's like there's a conspiracy to destroy our minds. There's a conspiracy to destroy our ability to think clearly. There's a conspiracy to destroy the prefrontal cortex, the executive center, the choice center, the part of our brain that makes us human. There's a conspiracy to promote the lizard brain, the reptilian brain, the survival brain, the fear brain, the part of our brain that shuts down our ability to heal and to thrive. We are in survival mode. Psychologically, we're in survival mode. Emotionally, and now we're in survival mode epigenetically and physically through manipulation of the genome, through prescription drugs, through poisons in the environment, and through lack of information, through misunderstandings that promote the idea that we have to be what our genetics say we are. The fact of the matter is, you go to any geneticist and they'll tell you that this idea of one gene being related to one protein or one gene being related to one kind of specific physical feature is not true. It's simplistic and it's ignorant, and what's worse, it's a control trip. And it's a profit center as well, because it allows pharmaceutical companies to come up with medications that manipulate the genes. And this is what the latest pharmaceuticals do. They work at the genetic level with this idea that by pharmacologically addressing the gene, by pharmacologically changing the gene, you can impart health. How the heck can a human being who knows nothing about the genetics of the body, which is really basically what we know, 1 to 2% of the genes.
Well, let me interrupt. Just look at what antibiotics were great but overused, all the nightmares they created. Look at how everything ends up turning out to be worse down the road.
Now they've
got thousands of facilities with gene guns, as you know, just randomly splicing RNA, DNA, chimeras. I mean, talk about that some. What do you make of crossing?
Chimera? Yeah. Yeah, well, H.G. Wells wrote, how do you like the fact that H.G. Wells wrote The Island of Dr. Moreau in 1896? 120 years ago, he knew that there would be this idea of manipulating genomes of different animals, building things together, creating these
hybrids. He wrote about atomic wars in 1900. He was a master Illuminati.
Isn't that amazing how he knew all this stuff? It's crazy. But the idea of chimeras is really what we're confronting. This is the next likely step in genetic modification. We have GMO plants, which are basically chimera plants. How big a leap is it to chimera animals? How big a leap is it to chimera humanoids, for that matter?
They've already done it. They don't have any rights. They just keep them in laboratories. It's on record. But, I mean, you know, the animal rights groups talk about animals having rights, which I agree they do have some, obviously. How we treat animals is how we treat ourselves, especially the higher order, elephants, dogs, you name it. But what about these chimeras? Don't they have rights, you know, these pigs that have human genetics in them?
Right, chimera rights. That's the next step, you know? I mean, it truly is a scary world that we're confronting. But, Alex, I'll tell you, I've said this so many times, we can't let fear get the best of us. We've got to expose this. We've got to not participate in the system that is not designed for our benefit. It's designed for, as you said, a select few, an elite few. And we have to refuse to participate in this in all ways. We have to stop eating the corporate swill. We have to stop participating in the medical model. We have to begin to understand how to control our own bodies. Because at the end of the day, we do have...
No, I agree. In the next segment, I want to get into solutions, but I want to be clear. I'm not saying you're saying this, but I want to be clear. I'm not fear-mongering. I want people to know how bad it is, like telling my neighbor, hey, your house is on fire.
Right, you have to know.
Exactly, because people need to know we're already deep into this.
We are deep into this. That's absolutely the case. I mean, by the time the lay public hears about something, it's already been in the scientific literature for decades, sometimes for 3 or 4, even 5 decades. So if you hear about something in the New York Times or in the Daily News or in Time Magazine or Newsweek, you can rest assured that scientists have been discussing this in the literature for decades, and it's the same with epigenetics and genetics. Genetics, the genome was discovered in the 1950s. The ideas of epigenetics was discovered shortly thereafter. Today we know that our genes blink on and off like Christmas tree lights, but still, not only does the average person not understand this, the average medical professional doesn't understand this, that our genes are as flexible as our environment, and this is the beautiful thing about epigenetics. Epigenetics is the way that the genes read the environment.
Could it become a drug to have lactating women start selling their colostrum to people that never had it? Even though you won't get your family's genetic history, you will get the genetic history of those people?
You know, if you think breast milk is powerful, and breast milk is powerful medicine, colostrum is the breast milk of the breast milk. It's the core of the breast milk. It is the most concentrated food on the planet.
I want you to describe what comes out the first few days, then the weeks and months, and then I want to get into solutions. And then also want to look at what you're saying about epigenetics, the negative stuff. What is the bisphenol A doing? What is the other chemicals out there, like the glyphosate, what is it doing with our genes? Well, they admit it's flipping on the breast cancer. We'll be right back with Ben Fuchs. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teas and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Fuchs works with me at InfoWarsHealth.com with the products that we've got there that have really turned my life around with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Pollen Burst Plus, the different chondroitin products they have for joints and things when I've had sports injuries. I used to be a big exercise guy, then for 15 years stopped working out except for hiking and literally gained almost 100 pounds. And I've lost now total about 60 pounds of that. I need to lose about another 35 pounds, and I'll be back to what I weighed in the past. And while I'm no Errol Flynn today, I will undoubtedly, the way I've been doing it, slowly get back to where I was. But what's really supercharged me and took me the rest of the way is not just the InfoWarsHealth.com products. You can go there and sign up and get auto shipped and get free shipping and other discounts at InfoWarsHealth.com. If you go to InfoWarsLife.com, you have the proprietary products that we have put out working with people like Dr. Edward Group and others. Super male vitality with 8 concentrated herbs and fruit extracts that gives me better libido, energy, stamina. I mean, quite frankly, folks, it's simply amazing. You've heard the rave reviews from listeners. There's a video called Alex Jones is a Fat Ass up on InfoWars.com. People say, has the site been hacked? No, it's a joke. Because it shows videos when I got to my biggest. And it's meant to be a catchy headline. And it's got some of the testimonials right there on the site, some of the feedback from people. But Super Male Vitality is no joke, and it ends up funding our operation as well. Tip of the spear promoting freedom, free internet, free speech, religious freedom, health freedom, Second Amendment freedom, national sovereignty, supporting women to be women, men to be men. You want to be something else, that's your issue, but don't attack us. It's all up at InfoWarsLife.com. We'll also add on the front page of InfoWarsLife.com the new video that is titled Alex Jones is a Fat Ass. So go check that out at InfoWars.com if you want. And I still have a little bit of belly fat and a little bit on my face, but I'm telling you, soaking wet out of the shower, folks, I look like a new person. And soon I'm going to take some photos of myself in shorts just to show people the transformation. And I got family photos of me about 5 years ago at 275 pounds versus 225 pounds. And it is just night and day, ladies and gentlemen. The same amount of exercise. I mean, 5 years ago, I started swimming 2 miles a day some days, trying to jog, trying to work out. And I'd battle and lose 10 pounds. And it was all not having the proper supplements. So the longevity products, InfoWarsHealth.com, brought me a long way, and they're a big part of it. But the InfoWars Life products are really bringing me the rest of the way. I mean, I still work till 2 a.m. some mornings. I still go out and do stuff. I still fly to places and don't sleep. And this stuff literally is more important to me than coffee now. We do sell high-quality, organic, shade-grown, volcanic coffee from southern Mexico, the Wake Up America coffee. It's all at InfoWarsLife.com. Super male, I take a little more than the recommended dose. For a while, I took half of it because I couldn't handle it. Now I've gotten where I've got a tolerance. I take it morning, noon, and night. And here is my noon dose at 12:37 Central. And then we have the proprietary Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. There's no other iodine like this anywhere. There will be a new iodine starting next week that I've got to say, folks, I wouldn't even call it improvement. It's different. We're going to break all that down, but this is simply amazing. This is what helped my skin get healthier. I wasn't getting tans. Well, even though I'd go out in the sun, I would just burn until I started taking this type of nascent iodine. And I heard pharmacist Ben Fuchs talking about it himself. So when I was looking at the best products to come out with, I did a deep research, trying out a bunch of different brands, trying out different systems. And then I found what pharmacist Ben Fuchs was about to come out with, and I was like, wow. This is the way to go. And it turned out a lab had been making it for 20 years, but nobody knew about it. So the Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, available at InfoWarsLife.com. There's a bunch of other great products, the lung cleanse, you name it. So good for my allergies. Just try the challenge. You'll find out how real these products are, and then you'll continue to purchase them, and that makes it possible for us to put out this information. So get revolutionary health products, supplements, while supporting revolutionary media. And I want to thank you all for being patrons of InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsHealth.com. And you can all call toll-free to ask any questions or to get a free catalog or to order over the phone. Our polite crew of customer service is ready to take your calls till 6 o'clock every night. Then it rolls over to the call answering center. They're great folks as well, but they can't answer all your questions. They can just take your order. 888-253-3139. 888 253-3139. And again, it is your purchases, your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, when you buy the pro-gun t-shirts, whatever the case is, that makes this possible. We don't take your money from taxpayers like NPR and from the Rockefeller Foundation like MSNBC. We get it from listeners and viewers like you supporting us. All right, going back to Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, I'm going to shut up now as much as I can for the balance of the hour. Get into what's in colostrum, what's in breast milk, and then get into other epigenetics, positive things people can do from your deep research and all the studies you sent me.
Well, we'll talk about the positive things here in a second. By the way, there's a whole new branch. It's not that new. It's probably about 20 years old of science called nutrigenomics, which is the study of the effect of nutrients on the genome. As it turns out, nutrients are powerful epigenetic factors. As a matter of fact, most women know that when they're pregnant, they got to take folic acid to prevent birth defects. Well, as it turns out, folic acid is an epigenetic factor that protects against a major birth defect called spina bifida. So epigenetics has been used even by the medical mainstream without even calling it epigenetics. We'll talk about that here in a second. This idea of colostrum and breast milk, you know, you ask what's in colostrum, what's in breast milk. We know of nearly 100 different compounds that are in colostrum and breast milk, and that's just the ones we know about. Chances are we'll find more as we do more and more research. Colostrum being a form of breast milk, being a form of mother's milk, it's the first mother's milk. The first milk that the baby gets. And like breast milk, it contains immune-regulating substances, substances that build the immune system, something called PRP, proline-rich peptide. That's a hormone-like substance that stimulates the thymus, which is the body's main immune gland. This idea of the immune system being built by mother's milk and by colostrum is very important to recognize. And by the way, when I say the immune system, I mean the digestive system as well, because the digestive system and the immune system are basically the same system. Some 80% of your immune activity is located in the digestive tract. See, when babies are born, when mammal babies are born, because mammals tend to have big heads, and especially humans have big heads, they have to come out of the womb prematurely. So human beings and mammals come out of the womb prematurely, which means they're specifically, their immune system and their digestive system are not fully matured. And this is a big problem because toxins get into the body through the digestive tract. An immune system that is suppressed will compromise the baby. So nature has devised this wonderful system for growing the digestive tract, for supporting the growth of the immune system, for supporting the growth of the digestive tract and supporting the healthy immune system. And that is what mother's milk and that's what breast milk is. And that's why when you say what's in breast milk, it's hard to quantify all the different things, because there are so many of these growth factors and immune factors and anti-inflammatory factors and transfer factors and antibiotic-like substance, something called lactoferrin, something called transferrin. These are substances that bind iron, iron being very important for bacteria.
But that's just
iron.
Junk that came out of the creature that just made you.
Right.
I mean, why
junk.
Would this female have anything for the creature? It literally just wove in its womb.
Right.
I mean, you're a weirdo to think that babies need what came from the place it was just created. I mean, that's crazy.
Alex, we all need breast milk. It's not even just babies. Everybody needs breast milk, but especially developing infants whose cells are dividing rapidly and who can't eat food. You know, babies can't eat food. They're not designed to be eating food. So nature has designed this exquisite system of growth factors and fats and vitamins and minerals that are in the breast milk. So what's in breast milk? You've got growth factors, immune factors. You've got carbohydrates, something called oligosaccharides, something called glycoconjugates. These are substances, sugars, that adhere to specific sites on the digestive tract, on the gastrointestinal tract, that keep bacteria from getting in. You've got bacterial support, as I was saying earlier. So the baby's microbiome, that is the bacteria that will live in the baby's gut for the rest of the baby's life, will implant and proliferate appropriately. These bacteria produce vitamin D. These bacteria make B vitamins. These bacteria help fight bad bacteria. You know, one of the biggest problems we have in our culture in terms of health is digestive distress, digestive disorders. Some 60 to 70% of Americans are dealing with some kind of digestive stress or digestive disorder. 30% of Americans have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, another sort of digestive problem. How much of this is related to the fact that babies are being born cesarean? How much of this is related to the fact that babies are not being breastfed? address that. How much of this is related to the fact that even if mothers are savvy enough to be breastfeeding, they're typically not going to be breastfeeding long enough, or they're nutritionally deficient and their breast milk will be nutritionally deficient? How much of our of this epidemic of digestive disease, as well as immune disease, as well as cancer, as well as blood diseases and heart disease, is related to the fact that we're not getting the breast milk, the babies are being born cesarean? We don't know. So anyway, going back to all these components that are in breast milk, one of the most important are prostaglandins. Prostaglandins are anti-inflammatory factors that keep inflammation down. We know that almost all disease states have an inflammatory component, and we know that many of these disease states are initiated by inflammation. Anti-inflammatory factors that are in breast milk suppress pro-inflammatory factors that are in toxins, that are in food, the foods that we eat that are increased by lack of nutrition. There are also substances that help control the appetite of the baby. There's a substance called leptin that's found in breast milk. Leptin is a little protein that suppresses the appetite. Many folks who are interested in weight loss know about leptin and know about strategies for increasing leptin. Well, as it turns out, breast milk is a wonderful source of leptin to help suppress the baby's appetite, to help keep the baby satisfied. There's also special proteins in breast milk that help vitamins travel through the blood, specifically fat vitamins like vitamin D and vitamin E. And vitamin A. These fatty vitamins don't travel through the blood effectively because they're fatty and the blood is watery. They tend to glob up. So nature has a system of binding proteins which literally shuttle these vitamins around through the blood. Well, guess what? Breast milk is a wonderful source of these vitamin-binding proteins. Speaking of vitamins, the fatty vitamins, which are so important for health and so important for building tissue, are packed in breast milk, as are all fats. Breast milk is loaded with fat. Probably 60% or so of breast milk is fat. And by the way, you mentioned how we've been hypnotized with this idea of low fat this and low fat that, and you got to watch your fats and you got to stay away from saturated fats. Today, savvy nutritionists understand that not only is fat important as a source of energy for the heart and for the brain, but when you eat fat, that allows your body to access and transport fatty vitamins, vitamins D.
Well, I even see it in mainstream news now, what you and others were saying decades ago. They're now admitting that so many people have Alzheimer's because they're on these low-fat diets.
That's right.
And you need the coconut oil, all of it, that they got taken out of the popcorn back in the early 90s. I mean, look, the system knows what they're doing. And then you put people on statins that on record literally just eat your brain because your brain's made out of cholesterol. I mean, this is insane.
Alex, the quintessential human biomolecule, which separates human beings and animals from plants, is cholesterol. If you want to be a fern plant, stop making cholesterol. That's the distinction between a plant which sits in the ground and doesn't move.
Women wonder why their bodies fall apart,
exactly.
Why their skin falls apart, and they're putting basically cholesterol creams on their face instead of eating it.
And by the way, one of the most important elements for your skin is cholesterol. You can't have healthy skin without cholesterol. Many skin diseases like eczema and psoriasis are associated with problems processing cholesterol in the skin. In fact, one of the best things you could ever do for your skin is eat liver and eat eggs and drink milk and eat cholesterol.
I was about to say, I've read Michelle Obama's, because she tells us what our kids are supposed to eat in the schools, and then what she wants is what they eat, and it's literally prison food. It doesn't ever say GMO's bad or aspartame's bad or sugar's bad. What they say is bad is just any amount of fat, period. They don't differentiate trans fat, some artificial fat that they allow us to eat, that probably should be illegal, instead of the good healthy fats. So what are healthy fats?
Even on the food pyramid, it just says fats and oils. It doesn't distinguish trans fats, processed fats from all the other kinds of fats. It's just fats and oils. What are some of the good fats? Well, as long as it's not processed, it's probably a good fat. Saturated fats, good fat. Despite what you may have heard, saturated fats are very important, especially for cardiovascular health and even for brain health. Coconut oil fat, palm oil fat. Unsaturated fats, you got to be a little bit careful with, but we know there's two unsaturated fats called essential fatty acids that are unbelievably important for the health of the nervous system,
fish oil?
The health of the skin. Fish oil is not exactly an essential fatty acid, but it's a derivative of essential fatty acid. Very, very important for blood health and for cardiovascular health, for brain health, for skin diseases like eczema and psoriasis. Fish oil capsules can be very helpful. Omega-6 fats, for a long time, nutritionists were telling you, oh, you don't need to eat omega-6 fats. Everybody's got enough omega-6 fats. Well, as it turns out, that's not true. We need omega-6 fats and we need omega-3 fats. And here's the thing about fats that people miss, Alex. When you eat fat, it helps your body transport and access fatty nutrients that are in those fatty foods. So you eat some coconut oil, you eat butter, or you eat some kind of fat, that turns on the bile, and that turns on the pancreatic enzymes, and that turns on the stomach juices that will now allow you to access vitamin A, to access vitamin D, to access vitamin E, to access vitamin K. So if you're depriving yourself of saturated fat, if you're depriving yourself of unsaturated fatty acids and essential fatty acids, you are depriving yourself, in essence, of fatty vitamins and fatty nutrients that can have beneficial effects on literally every single system in your body. And this is an important distinction, by the way, between watery substances and fatty substances. Watery materials like the B vitamins and vitamin C and electrolytes, these are nutritional substances that dissolve in water. These watery substances are used by the body quickly. Because they're watery, they go right to work. They're used for energy. They give your heart energy. They give your brain energy.
Let me shift gears into another subject. Why is iodine, because you always say it's so important in epigenetics. Yeah.
Iodine's crazy, crazy important. Iodine, well, first of all, if you ask your average doctor, your average layperson about iodine, they'll tell you about the thyroid, and that's true. Iodine is a very important element for the thyroid, but it's way more important than just for the thyroid. Iodine is a glandular support vitamin. That means the various glands in the body, the thyroid gland and the adrenal glands and the pancreas and the thymus, these are glands secrete hormones. That's what a gland does. It's a structure in the body that makes and secretes hormones.
And they need iodine to be that engine.
Exactly. Iodine is the juice that makes the glands work. That means without iodine, your glands won't work as effectively, which means your hormones won't work as effectively, and that means nothing will work as effectively. So via this glandular and hormone connection, iodine is important for the functioning of every single cell in the body. That makes it vitally important. And what's scary about iodine is if you're not using your nascent iodine, if you're not supplementing with iodine, it's very difficult to get from food unless you're eating a lot of seafood. Iodine is basically an ocean mineral, and this is why people who live in the middle part of the country where they're not getting a lot of seafood tend to suffer from goiter and other iodine.
And they're so obese. Yeah, absolutely.
And by the way, the brain is also very
important. Stay there. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Clean your house. It's a mess. I'm Tisha Cassida, and I'm running for Congress in Colorado. I stand for ending the police state, protecting your property, the Second Amendment, abolishing legal tender laws, no GMOs, and no fluoride. Let's start a fight. Go to Cassida2014.com now. I need and appreciate your support. Please consider donating some of your hard-earned fiat currency to help me fight. Tisha Cassida at CASIDA2014.com. Paid for by the committee to elect Tisha Cassida to Congress.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Memorial Day is a time of remembrance of our fallen soldiers who died for our freedom. In honor of these brave men and women, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is offering huge discounts on several great products. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is veteran-owned and operated, so stop what you're doing and support a like-minded company and save a few bucks at the same time. The Memorial Day sale starts right now and ends on May 26th at midnight. Honor above all, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Coming up, after pharmacist Ben Fuchs leaves us, top Obama aides says many more executive actions to come, including legalizing illegal aliens and restricting the Second Amendment. A record 10,996, 447 are now on disability in this country. That story's up at DrudgeReport.com. Stocks tumble amid Fed rate talk. That's right, CNBC is reporting stocks decline amid Fed rate talk. Dow drops 150 points. U.S. stocks fell sharply today after 2-session rise, with the Fed's Bank of Philadelphia president, Charles Plosser, saying the central bank might have to raise rates sooner than some have expected. That would signal the end of QE Unlimited and a very serious situation, obviously. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs will be with us 20 minutes the next hour. We'll get to a bunch of breaking news. Bunch of articles up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Craig Roberts has a new article out called Militarist Bunkum, getting into Obama's claims he can attack anybody he wants anytime without even congressional authorization. There's a new video out, college students are experts on Pharrell. Who's Pharrell? But have
That's Pharrell.
Pharrell.
Yeah, Despicable Me, all the music.
Oh, Despicable Me. But have no idea what Benghazi is. Well, see, I don't know what Pharrell is, but I know what Benghazi is. The Plan to Kill the Internet by Paul Joseph Watson and myself. You want to know how they're planning to kill it and want to try to stop it. There it is. Wisconsin police reassure residents they won't be shot at from military trucks they're getting. Report says 50% of people are conspiracy theorists. You're probably one of them. I want to go over that article because it says, do you believe the government wants to suppress alternative medicine? You're mentally ill and have, you know, opposition to authority disorder. Do you believe government ever does anything wrong? You're insane. Do you believe pigs can fly and that Obama's God? You're normal. So that's just some of the news that's up on Infowars.com. There's a ton more, obviously. You can check out the new site design. We're slowly augmenting the site. It's got a new whole bottom area with new subsections and new articles. So be sure and scroll down on the front page of Infowars.com. Getting back in the 3 or 4 minutes we have left here, obviously I'm bringing up iodine because I sell what I believe is the best quality iodine out there. True Nascent turns electric blue on paper, not black. And that's because from what we looked at, it's not bound and literally goes right into the bloodstream from what Dr. Group and others have said. And we've also been tweaking with it and doing tests with an even more supercharged type. But that will be announced soon. But, I mean, look, I was looking at what to use. I used this for 3 or 4 months before I decided to roll out with it and mass produce it. Life-changing. The clarity, the mental clarity, my skin. I'm able to get a really good chestnut tan now with a lot less sun, and I don't burn. What's going on with the iodine in a minute and a half?
Iodine is extremely important for brain health. In fact, one of the leading causes of mental retardation around the world in babies and children is iodine deficiency. As I was saying earlier, in landlocked countries, countries that don't have access to seafood, iodine deficiency is somewhat common. And by the way, one of the best ways for women to protect themselves from breast cancer, which now affects 1 out of every 8 women, aside from breastfeeding is a great way to protect yourself from breast cancer. It may be that the epidemic in breast cancer is related to lack of breastfeeding or shortages of breastfeeding. But in addition to lowering your risk breastfeeding lowering your risk for breast cancer, iodine is a tremendous way not only to reduce your risk for breast cancer, but also to reduce the likelihood of fibrocystic breasts, to issues with breast diseases of any kind, to reduce issues with menstrual cramps and PMS for the female reproductive system. We know what a big problem endometriosis is. You go to a doctor for endometriosis.
It's so elementary. We don't have breast milk. We don't have iodine. I mean, they're just targeting us at every level. They take out iodine, they add bromine. I mean, it's a conspiracy. Let's come back and talk about it.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.